The Grammaray Public Library is offering all kinds of fun activities this winter. Here to tell us more is Steve Harson, director of the library. Welcome to the Roadhouse, Steve.
Hi, Dave. Nice to be here.
Well, we're colleagues with the city, but I think this is our first time catching up on the air.
Yeah, this is the first time you and I have been on the air together.
Thanks for coming into the Roadhouse.
Oh, happy to do it.
So, huge list of winter activities. Before we get to that, we better get a little background on yourself. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you already said I'm the director of the library. I came here in, was it April or May of 2014, and have been active in programming and all kinds of other activities at the library ever since. It's a great library. We have really good reasons to be proud of our library in this community, which is, as I always say, a function of how much our community values our library and are willing to support it and to give us the tools that we need as a staff to respond to their demand for services and the things that they'd like to see there.
That's right. That's right. Real lucky. Sounds like you've been in libraries all your life.
Yeah, I've been in libraries for a pretty long time. The majority of my life, to my great chagrin, I have to say that with 2019, I've worked in libraries now for 37 years.
Nice. Well, that makes you a veteran and an expert, and we're certainly lucky to have you up here in little old Cook County.
Yeah, and I'm happy to be here.
Of course, the Grammaray Public Library, a city-county venture, so it's nice that we can share those costs across all the citizens.
Yeah, that's really important to how we function as a library. And we're working always to try to reach out more to people who live at a distance from the library. That's been an increasing effort in the last few years.
Well, you've had, you know, lots of great efforts, non-traditional in terms of, you know, not just for books and, you know, reading what we kind of picture the old libraries as quiet and stuffy. I think something to be said for the Grammaray Library is its progressiveness and its out-of-the-box thinking and programming, I think in large part to your leadership.
Well, you know, the quiet library concept really went out in the 80s.
Right.
And as we've gotten more computers and technology and tools and things in libraries, libraries have become where they're not really a quiet space anymore. And when you take our library, we have this beautiful open floor plan. It's also a big echo chamber. It's really, it's very difficult to provide quiet library time for people. And that's why we have the quiet room.
Right.
So people who like a quiet space, we encourage them to make use of that quiet room where that environment is more controlled.
Yeah, it's great. I find it always kind of something for everyone down there.
We try to keep it that way.
It's really good.
I take a lot of pride in programming. Like every time we have a program and it's like, oh, there, we got a little different demographic than we've reached in the past. And I really work hard to accomplish that through the year.
That's right. And seasonally, you know, you got a real challenge between the summer, you know, crush of visitors and tourists. And then winter season tends to focus more on the locals. And that's why you're here tonight to talk about the winter programming, as you've got a whole lineup of things kicking off tonight with the Friday Night Reels. And maybe just take us through some of these great programming for winter activities and families.
Well, I want to say that our winter programming has been largely supported and underwritten by the library friends. And so what we do in terms of the Friday Night Reels and the Winter Wednesdays and other activities in the winter are things that have been made possible by their support in the past. And so we have some challenges going forward in that regard, and we can talk about that later.
Is that direct financial support or volunteer support? Both, probably?
What they've provided for us in the past has been mostly direct financial support, but there have been some events where they take a lead role in helping to make them happen as well.
Nice to have friends of the library.
Yeah, and we'll talk some more about the friends as we progress, because some of these events involve the friends.
You bet. Well, where should we start? It's such a list. Now, we had already mentioned tonight's the first of the Friday Night Reel series.
Correct.
Looks like neither wolf nor dog.
Yeah, so when we did our community read that WTIP partnered with the library to make happen, the author for the book that we chose was Kent Nerburn. And when he came to do his presentation to wrap up the community read, he mentioned that he had this movie coming out. It was from a book called Neither Wolf Nor Dog, and the movie's called Neither Wolf Nor Dog. And what a big deal it was and how good it was and whatever. And there were people who attended that presentation who then really wanted to see that movie. And I mean, it's all I've heard about for a couple of years now is when are we going to get this movie? But it's just not available to purchase in a form that we could add to a library collection. Interestingly enough, I think it is available for purchase across the border in Canada, but we couldn't add it to our collection because there's copyright issues.
Interesting.
Anyway, the Friends did give us the money to license a one-time showing of this film, and that's what's happening tonight at the library. It starts at 6 o'clock. It's neither Wolf nor Dog. It's a one-time thing. You have one shot to see this movie in Grand Marais if you want to see it. There's potential that it might show at, say, an art house theater in Thunder Bay or in the Twin Cities, possibly in Duluth, if there's a venue that does that kind of thing there, that a person could see it another time if they wanted to. But if you want to see it in Grand Marais, this would be your one shot.
Wow. And that's tonight.
Tonight.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
So get there now.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, you know, listen as you drive. And that's the Friday Night Reels series, something we always like to promote on this show, of course, as it's right during our time.
So Friday Night Reels is an event that we started. This is our third year, I believe. And that was started with support of the Friends. First, they bought us this wonderful sound system and mixing board and all the equipment that we need. And then we started having these movies on Friday nights. Friends are active in the committee that does the film selection. They give us the money to purchase the annual subscription to Film Movement that provides around half the films each year. And then also, if we have some films that need to be licensed, like we're going to have to do with Neither Wolf Nor Dog, they've provided funding for that. So this Friday Night Reels event is very closely associated with support from the library Friends.
Nice, nice. And of course, free and open to the public.
Everything at the library is free and open to the public.
Nice.
That's one of the ground rules.
You guys do popcorn, that sort of thing?
Oh, so they do some kind, the Friends have some sort of like a little basket of goodies that you can draw from. Sometimes it's nuts or chocolates or cookies or crackers or something like that. And then bottled water and whatnot. And all they ask is that you give some kind of a donation. I usually take a bottle of water and throw something nice for the Friends back in there, because that money is money that then they use to support things back at the library and the community.
Nice, nice. So Friday Night Reels, we'll continue to push this out. And of course, all this stuff is going to be available on your website. We'll get to that at the end of the interview.
Yes.
But let's move on to the Wednesday series, the Winter Wednesdays.
Yeah, that's actually the thing I'd really like the most to talk about here, because our Winter Wednesdays, my first winter here, I observed that Wednesdays were not busy at the library. There were very few people who came into the library on a Wednesday evening and just sat and used the library. There was quite little traffic. People would run in, grab a couple videos, and then run back out the door. Or run in, grab a book off the new bookshelf, check it out, and run out the door. And watching that, I thought, this is crazy. We're staffed up, and we've got this great space. And so started working on a plan for what are we going to do with that. And so we started doing these Winter Wednesday series that are events that we have at the library. Libraries around the country have been doing more and more with programming, and partly this is a response to the internet world and, you know, people finding reasons to come to the library, and people are turning more to the library as a source of community and trying to find to build a sense of community there. This winter, much of what we have on there revolves around that concept.
Nice.
And so we'll see as we go forward.
So this is a new series for you?
This will be the third year that we've done it.
Oh, good.
And what's been really fun about that is at first I was like, well, I hope this goes. Well, people really liked it. Well, now it's almost like the more noise and the more action and the more disturbance that we create in the library on Wednesday nights, the more people there are in the library.
Nice.
And people who just come in to sit and, the reputation for our community is a community of introverts. There's a lot of people who come and they sit around the perimeter of the library, hiding back in the corners and whatnot, but they're there to hear the event.
Yeah.
Or they'll be like reading, but they're not really reading because their ears out listening to the performance that's over there. And the Winter Wednesdays have really been successful and really a lot of fun.
Well, that must be part of the charm, is it's approachable and there's really no obligation to interact. But that idea of, you know, social fabric and just being a part of the scene,
yeah,
has got to really be clicking.
The other thing that really worked for the Winter Wednesdays is when I looked around the community the first while I was here, is like all of us who work in this community are so busy during the tourist season that we don't really necessarily get to engage in some of the same activities that the tourists do. And then by the time we're able to do that, the stuff is kind of over. So what I try to do or have tried to do in past years is to focus on Cook County topics and to give people locally the opportunity then to engage with those. So for instance, we had the Raptor Center bring birds up. We had a live bald eagle in the library. There are lots of things like that where we have somebody who does, you know, the constellations or somebody who talks about winter storms up on the Gunflint Trail. You know, we try to do things that are local interests that people have a chance then to connect with Cook County story just in a broad sense that sometimes it's a little hard to do when you're trying to serve the tourist population.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. You're in it for the locals. And it looks like some collaborations as well. The Grand Marais Playhouse involved in a few of these shows.
Yeah. So Sue Hennessy approached me and said, she talked about something that she'd like to do. And it was have a play reading. And I said, I think that'd be really fun. So we gave it a trial run this fall. And it was really fun. I think it's especially appealing to people who might enjoy being part of a play, but they might have a little stage fright. Or like me, I'm terrified that I won't be able to memorize lines. Or another thing about me, I don't necessarily like dressing up in costume. Like you'll never find me at a Halloween party. Just doesn't happen. And so here's your chance to come in and we just sit in comfortable chairs in the library and pass out the scripts and you read right from the script. So you don't have to memorize lines. You don't have to be professional. You're not read in front of an audience of hundreds. You just get to do it. So it's really casual and relaxed. And we passed the book around or traded parts or just whatever as we went. It was a lot of fun. And it was a really nice way to access a play, much like you would in a theater, but just much more relaxed. And it was, I really enjoyed it. And the people who were there all said they really enjoyed it. And every one of them was going to be back for these that we do this winter.
That's great. Great. Looks like it's kicking off next Wednesday, the 9th.
The Wednesday, the 9th, we do An Enemy of the People, which is an Ibsen play. And it's maybe a little related to things that are going on in the world around us. And then 2 weeks later, we do a Sinclair Lewis, where's my calendar?
I've got it as It Can't Happen Here.
It Can't Happen Here, which is, again, sort of, you know, current events kind of a theme. And I just think people will have fun with it. I encourage everybody to come. And, oh, by the way, if you don't care to read and put yourself on the line, you can just sit and listen to what everybody else is doing.
That's right.
If you want to be involved, you can read.
That's right. We're talking with Steve Harsin, the director of the Grand Marais Public Library, about all things happening this winter at the library in specific, and a lot of interactive programming, movies on Friday nights, Wednesday nights, special series. What's the time for some of these Wednesday nights? Is that always the same time?
It's always at 6 o'clock on Wednesday for the Winter Wednesday events.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Movies are always 6 o'clock on Fridays.
So we got Wednesdays covered, we got Fridays covered. What else is going on?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the things that are in the Winter Wednesday lineup, because we have some things that are local interests that I think are worthy of mention.
Absolutely.
So Stacy Droulard is going to come and talk about Chippewa City. She's working on a book with, I think it's the University of Minnesota Press, that's called Walking the Old Road. Mm-hmm. And she's going to come and talk about that and what an important part of our history that is in helping people gain access to her story. And I'm really looking forward to that. Another really interesting thing is we're going to have Diane Booth come and talk about what is spotted Drosophila. Have you heard of it?
No.
Guess what? It's bugs that get into our wild fruits. And so have you picked like a wild raspberry and seen little white worms in it?
Sure.
Those are spotted Drosophila larvae.
Yikes.
Yeah. So she's going to talk about what a problem this is, you know, what you might do about it, and just it's going to help people learn and understand something that's going on around us. Also, January 16th, and this is one of my things, I believe in the activist library. So a library does things to help create change in the community. So on January 16th, we're doing a thing about creating a healthcare directive, because lots of people think they want to do it, and then they get the paperwork out and then look at it and it's like, this is too challenging, and then they put it aside. So Care Partners is going to be there to do a presentation. You can get forms at their website to study up before you come, kind of get some of the issues worked out in your mind. And then we're going to help people step through that process. And hopefully, if they can't get it done, they at least leave with enough that they can go home and finish it, or that they know who to talk to help get it finished.
Oh, that's great. That's on the 16th of January, it looks like.
16th of January.
Nice. That's the healthcare directive, Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of great local talent appearing here. I also see Brian Hansel coming in on February 20th.
Yep.
He's a very popular photographer. What's he going to talk about?
He's going to do his 100 Days on the Road, the life of a landscape photographer. Mm-hmm. His event was really well attended last year when we had him do the night skies thing. I think we had 75 or 80 people there. And I'm kind of looking for that kind of turnout again. We'll see how it does. I think he'll be really well received. We're also going to have Tim Cochran come and talk about the Linklaters. Do you know the Linklaters? I believe they're somehow related to the Ojibwe and Anishinaabe people, mm-hmm. but they were early involved in like the Boundary Waters area of northeastern Minnesota, and they had a lot of influence over early Minnesota environmentalists like Sigurd Olson. And Tim's coming specifically to talk about that topic. And that's a topic I know is near and dear to the hearts of people in Grand Marais.
Oh, and Tim, he's great.
Yeah.
Great historian.
I'm thinking it's going to be a really wonderful presentation.
Nice.
We do also have three different nights on there for tech nights that we've had in the past. And we call them tech for 55 plus because that's generally who turns out. And this is working in conjunction with Lighthouse for the Blind down in Duluth. And they're going to have somebody here who's going to talk. They did say that they'd like to do the first one in January specifically about smartphones, but there'll be other topics too. And what it really is a forum for people to ask their questions about technology. And I encourage people to think, like, if you've got a tech tool that's giving you trouble, think hard about why you bought that device. What is it you wanted to accomplish when you bought that? And then the next thing to think about is, what's causing me difficulty in getting what I wanted? And if you've got those two things identified, you'll be able to ask your question when you come to those events.
I just love this outreach and activism. And, mm-hmm. you know, you're right. It's so important.
It is important.
For, you know, folks to have that type of resource and that type of network to rely on.
Yeah.
It's the Grand Marais Public Library. We're talking with Steve Harsin, the director. Now, you had some pretty good praise for the Friends of the Library.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to touch on there?
Well, the Friends of the Library have encountered a little rough patch, and there have been a lot of people who've been asking what they can do to support the Friends. I would say that the most important thing is they need some people to step forward and to be board members. And if you need, you know, direction in that regard, just contact me at the library and I'll help you get you pointed in the right direction. I know there have been people who've moved to town who've said to me, it's like, oh, I was active with the Friends group in the community where I came from. That's really the kind of person we need. We need anybody to step forward. But somebody who can come forward with new ideas, because with the loss of the book sale, there's a little bit of a identity crisis in the organization. Like, well, what is it we're going to do? Because that group has been all about book sale for 40 years.
Well, and I'll be honest, I'm not aware of the loss of the book sale. Tell me more.
Well, because
it was the Fisherman's Picnic thing, right?
Right. They had a book sale for 40 years at the Fisherman's Picnic. And then this year they lost the space where they stored their books and did their sorting and their work. Plus they lost the ability to send books that they didn't put in the book sale to recycling. Plus the people that were active with it are getting older. Mm-hmm. And getting tired, and they needed some new young blood to come in. So there's three different problems that needed to be addressed. Mm. So the book sale probably isn't going to happen this year.
Oh, shoot. Well, it's a real call to action then for those
indeed,
that are interested.
Indeed, a call to action for sure.
Check with you at the library.
Yes.
What kind of commitment are we looking at? Is it, you know, monthly meetings? What does it take?
I believe in the bylaws that they have in their bylaws that they have to have like 4 meetings per year.
Oh, so
it's not that big in terms of that, but it's up to that group then to decide, well, what is our Friends group going to be about? What kinds of things are we going to do? And so the Fast Friends event that we talked about is an example of the kind of thing that they can do where they don't necessarily have to be giving out, you know, grants of money, but where it's an activity. Mm-hmm. The film series is an example of that. Support for the lecture series. Those are all things that the Friends can be involved in.
Well, let's make sure everyone knows about this.
Yes.
Thanks for this great interview. We're running out of time. Steve, you got any last words of wisdom? Anything you want to touch on we haven't already hit?
Tomorrow is the winter reading program. Sign up at the library. It runs from 10:30 to 1.
Now, this is for the kids
mostly? This is for kids.
Right.
And Aspen the Reed Dog is going to show up there. Ooh. And so if you've ever had an experience with a Reed Dog, this is an opportunity for a kid. Sometimes kids who struggle with reading can benefit from a one-to-one session where they read to a dog.
Ah, so I thought it was maybe the dog reading to the kid.
Yeah, not that way. It's the other direction around. But Aspen is a local dog, and the library helped support Aspen in getting the training to be a therapy dog to participate in this stuff. And this is going to be Aspen's first appearance. So any kid who would like to meet Aspen and consider having a session with Aspen to work on reading skills, Saturday is their opportunity.
What time?
So the kickoff runs from 10:30 to 1 o'clock. It's a pajama party. So kids are invited to come in their pajamas, bring pillows, blankets, whatever they want to do to be cozy. And Aspen, it just says Aspen's going to show up sometime during that event. There's no time on that.
All right, 10 o'clock. And tonight, the kickoff of Friday Night Reels, Neither Wolf Nor Dog, your very special chance to see this film.
Yeah, I'm hoping that there's a good turnout for this one.
Well, thanks to you coming into the Roadhouse, there will be.
I think that might be true.
That's right. That's right.
Every time I've been on these kind of things on here, there's been response.
All right. And so much, and all this and so much more at grandmarielibrary.org.
Yeah, that's our website. You can find things on the blog there. You can also find us on Facebook for kids' activities. You can find us on Instagram.
Great job, Steve Harsin.